Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy. Hi, Wednesday. What's up? It's Pisano. Sandy's here with a middle child Wednesday. And I don't know if it's contagious, but your little bit offness on this Wednesday is bleeding in. I think it ought to be a good show.
Oh, no. Are you off too today?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not. I'm just like, dude. I'm a little flighty. Yep. But anyway.
Oh, boy, that ain't going to work.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Flighty and off.
Yeah, which is actually normal. Anyway. So, okay, a couple of questions. Your daughter's 21st birthday was yesterday. What ended up happening?
Wait. What day is it today? No, it was the 4th. It was when
I thought it was yesterday.
We already talked about this. No. It was on the 4th when we went golfing, my epic fail of a gift.
Oh, my God.
I bought her the golf clubs and we went golfing.
And she wasn't that into it.
And she hates being hot. Hates being hot. Mm. She doesn't like wearing summer clothes. You know how some people crave summer clothes, some people crave hoodies? She craves hoodies. She's on the golf course with like long pants and a jacket. I'm like, it is 90 degrees out here.
Yeah, I did got dressed apart. Okay.
She was not happy.
I time warped that for 2 days. That's really, now that was on the 4th and today's the 6th. Okay.
Yeah,
smart.
But you know what? A lot of people are asking me, hey, did she get drunk? And she says that everybody's hitting her up with the same question. Like, did you get drunk? Like, even when she had a work Zoom call the next day, yesterday, mm-hmm. they were all like, are you hungover?
Yeah, right. That's
She's
what everybody
like,
thinks.
No. She didn't have any interest. Like, on her birthday, we're like, well, let's just have, I don't know, even like Bailey's in your coffee. Like,
just a celebratory cocktail.
Just a little, great. Doesn't have to. You don't have to chug a beer or anything.
No, you know, have a White Claw. Us guys, we do shots or beer or whatever, and you guys can do it like a White Claw.
Yeah, like I'm not asking you to funnel anything, but no, she didn't want anything.
You're surprised?
Well, I feel guilt because I am so about my mind and eating healthy. And I'm like, I'm zero alcohol because I know it doesn't do any good for my head. It doesn't even taste good. Doesn't make me feel good. So I just zero it out. Right. And I think I've said that one too many times where now she's just like
anti.
Well, why would I do that if mm-hmm. you said alcohol is bad?
Yeah, right. You know.
Okay. Can't complain, I guess, but we all have a 21st birthday story.
Come on now.
Even I have one.
Well, no. Okay. Just wanted to see. And she did want to go to that jazz lounge, to Vonnie's jazz lounge, the speakeasy at the Inn on Broadway,
yes.
Right?
And you know what? Someone just messaged us. Mm. Oh, who is it? She's like, I heard you talking about... Okay. Sarah said, I was listening to your segment about the Inn on Broadway speakeasy the other day. If you haven't already been, I know the guy who installed the secret door.
Ah, that's awesome.
I'm like, Sarah.
The secret door and how to
where
open
is it?
It.
What can I give you? What can I pay you to to tell me where is that darn secret door?
That's funny. Very funny. Hey, good morning. How you doing? 6 o'clock hour. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spazano, Sandy Waters here. Kicking around here for a couple of next hours or so. We're hanging out here on this Wednesday. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
Here we are.
As you take your shower this morning, just take a moment to appreciate the hot water. And take a moment to think about all the people in Brighton who still are without it after a week.
Wow.
Not everyone in Brighton, but the people who live at the Briar Manor Apartments.
Wow.
Have been without hot water for a week due to a broken gas pipe.
How many people are affected? Do you have any idea?
Oh, goodness. How many people live at Briar Manor Apartments? I don't know.
How many, is it one of the buildings? Is it one building? Is it like 10 buildings? What's going on here?
Well, I know it's enough to get people very angry and frustrated. 818-2899. Does it matter? What if it's three people versus 300? Would it matter? Would it make the problem a less of an importance?
Unfortunately, yeah, it's less important. I mean, it sucks.
Well, anyhow, they got a letter from the complex pretty much saying they don't know how long it's going to take to fix.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is awesome, I am sure. So I guess apparently they said, you know, there was a broken gas pipe. Okay, very good. And then they're like, don't worry, it'll be fixed as soon as we can get to it. And then another letter. Okay, little bit of an issue. It's taking a little bit longer than we thought. And now the letter has gotten to, yeah, we don't know.
What? That's got to be a horror film for everybody involved, not only just the people who rent the apartments, but for the people that manage and own it, because people are going to start being like, I'm not paying rent.
I know. Is the job of a property manager the hardest customer service job there is?
Oh, man.
If there's a customer service job, if anyone's worked in customer service, what would be the hardest? Insurance. I would say maybe insurance. And then property manager, right? Insurance, everybody hates insurance. And you yourself, working customer service, you probably don't even yourself get good
customer service.
Insurance.
I don't know.
They said, wait, what were you going to say?
Go ahead. No, finish.
I was just going to say the statement while you were thinking. It looked like you needed more time. The Briar Manor apartment said, after learning about the gas leak on our property on July 28th.
Okay.
July 28th. That sounds like forever ago. Okay. We have been doing everything humanly possible to ensure damaged equipment is replaced safely, service is restored, and our residents have hot water they need. We have coordinated with RG&E throughout this process, and crews have been working full days and overtime to do everything necessary in order to have service restored.
Oh, my God. That's 9 days so far. 9 days. Sure. Listen, okay. I feel their pain. I'm without hot water at our camper. What did it do? It died. I almost said something else. It did something in the bed, but it didn't really have anything to do with the bed. Listen, man, it's the worst.
What happened?
It just died. I don't know.
But so now you're not going up to the camper.
Oh, no. Remember last weekend we had Ellie's little girlfriend and her family up?
Yes.
Okay, Kelly and Zach and then the three girls, and it was just a great time. Not only did my golf cart completely die, so I couldn't take him around the tour, but our hot water heater also died.
Oh, no, and you have company over there?
Yeah, we had company.
The worst.
Yeah.
They didn't spend the night, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Well, nobody showers in the morning. Nobody showers. They just go home. But, like, no, but
okay.
Still,
okay.
You know, we didn't say much about it, but Jill's, like, washing the dishes, like, smiling, like, this isn't working.
With cold water?
Do you know how hard it is to wash dishes in cold water? I almost put a pot of water on the stove to make it warm and put it in the sink and let old style, old school.
You should have. That's what the people at Briar Manor Apartments are doing.
I know.
God. Wait, you can't. Does it really disinfect if you're washing with cold water?
I couldn't tell you. It's harder to get the soap off. I know that for a fact. It's harder to dry it.
Wait, I got to look this up.
But it's one of those on-demand RV hot water heaters, which I love because you can just take endless showers. And there's like a little spigot outside where you can shower all the, you know, lake stuff off of you. And my daughter loves to just play out back and just like run the thing for like half an hour. So now I'm just waiting for...
It won't kill germs.
Really?
You can clean dishes if you use enough soap and scrubbing. Will remove food residue and some bacteria, but it will not kill most germs. Ew, burn the plates.
Yeah, thank God there a lot of everything we use up there is either plastic or paper, you know, just to kind of do that, you know.
You need at least 140 degrees.
Really?
140 degrees.
That seems like a lot.
How hot does my I turn it hot when I'm washing dishes, but not that hot.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. It builds the immune system.
Is that what you told company? They're never coming back.
They never needed hot water. They're like, oh, do you have any hot water? Please, may I? Like,
is that what? Well, they're not going to say anything. When you're over at someone's house and they don't have what you need, you're not going to say anything. I wouldn't. Oh, hey, do you know your hot water is not working?
No, well, I told them that. I said our hot water heater's down. They're like, that's fine. Like, I don't think one
that's
person.
That's fine. Can I go to the neighbors?
Well, we have this clubhouse, which is like two units over. So it's this a full bathroom and showers and stuff like that there. But still.
Oh, lucky.
If I was in Briar Manor, man, I'd be like, yeah.
I think that's probably the one thing that'll be the worst part of your morning routine to live without. The hot water. No, and, maybe the toothpaste.
James Whittaker would love this. When the day guy takes cold showers the last 3 years, never take a warm shower.
You're right. Wait a minute. Maybe it's not a big deal at all. Tough it out, Briar Manor.
Hold on a second. Maybe he's really germy now.
Hold on.
We got to hit him up with that one next time we talk to him.
You get germy germs between your toes, James.
Yeah. You think cold water is good for you?
I haven't the nerve to say that.
I'll say it. So there you go. Briar Manor, and we'll just keep an eye on it and see when this whole thing comes back, and we're thinking of you guys. Sorry about that.
We feel for you.
Sandy says, come on over. You guys can shower at her house.
Well, yeah, apparently, because you don't got hot water yourself.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if anyone else is mad at Canada right now. And I'm not just talking about just the regular wildfires. There's something more to this story that I don't know. Maybe you all knew about this. I was completely in the dark till yesterday.
Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy, and you wanted me to play this.
Hey, Canada! Hey, Canada! Yes! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Hey,
plays in my head. So someone made just a flipping comment. We were talking about, you know, what you talking about when you bump into people and neighbors when you go for a walk.
Yeah, about the wildfire.
The wildfire, yeah. Right. We should be outside right now. The wildfire smoke. And the dude was like, well, you know, if Canada would actually be a little bit more proactive with putting out the fires, maybe we wouldn't have to deal with this.
That is complete BS.
Okay, wait a minute.
Keep
Hang
going.
On.
All right, keep going.
I took to ChatGPT and
they're good. Yeah.
Did a deep dive to find out what the truth was. So apparently, because the Canadian budget isn't as big as, let's say, California's budget when it comes to putting out fires, and because some of these fires that are happening in Canada are not in heavily populated communities like they are in California, they just let it burn.
Yeah.
They just let the fires burn and do their thing. And it's part of what they call a natural fire regime strategy that allows forests to regenerate naturally. Mm-hmm. And they say, we can't fight all the fires, so sorry.
They are one of the largest countries, right? With only 40 million people in it. America is about the same size. We have 300 million people or more.
But still, there's a lot of people who, and now everybody's divided, and I see what side you're going to be on here.
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, the opposing side of it, the opposite side, which I feel like I'm more on, and I don't know what side you're on, 818-2899, but it's like, okay, I know it's not really impacting or affecting your people because it's not in these tight communities. But the wind, like, it's hurting us. You're hurting our health, and you don't care. Like, you got to take some responsibility. You got to be proactive.
It's hurting them as more than it's hurting us because they're closer to the fire.
No, depending on where the fire is, some of the residents aren't even getting it because it's blowing. The wind blows the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in some cases, absolutely. Some of the fires are also, they're breathing it in.
Mm.
But not all the time and not every fire. And sometimes it's just, oh, we're fine, and it's hurting us.
I saw another great statistic that Canada has 41 million people, the entire, from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean, right? World's longest coastlines. California has 39 million people in it, one state.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, without, I don't even know if you could compare the two, because there is a lot of differences. But aren't you frustrated by the fact that it's hurting us? You don't care. You got to do something.
What? How's it hurting us?
What do you mean, how's it hurting us?
Hi, the buzz.
A doctor. Can a doctor or a nurse call up? It's hurting us. We're breathing this in.
All right, but it's not killing us. Hi, the buzz.
Good morning, Sean and Sandy.
Today. Hey, Ray.
I suffer from asthma, mm-hmm. and what's burning is not good. There's different weeds that are burning, different possible chemicals that might be burning. But we only fight fires here, and we use the retardants and have the fire force that we have to protect infrastructure. You're talking a country that has, there's not even a power grid out in some of these areas, let alone any kind of housing.
It's 90% forest.
I know, but you right. still, I mean, it but is an Sandy, argument, and a lot of people are upset.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But the question I have is, and this is, these people are armchair quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. We set fires to fight fires here in this country. We set a fire line to break the line to try to keep the fire from advancing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the same thing. You're setting a fire to fight a fire, so you're still burning off trees. You're burning off weeds. You're burning off stuff that's going to pollinate. You go into the air and mm-hmm. infect our lungs and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
It's been going on naturally for eons.
Right, yeah, right.
Lightning strikes.
I think it was just a handful of years ago that it was like, oh, wow, wildfires. Do you see that haze?
There's
a delay. It sucks.
Like,
go ahead.
What happened before that time? Because this hasn't always been a thing.
No, but the thing you have today that you didn't have back in the days, instant information.
And climate change.
Right. That's right. You have climate change. You have more severe storms, more severe lightning strikes. And instantly, you know instantly, oh, there's a forest fire in California. There's mm-hmm. Of course, you're going to get that quickly because it's the popular. But right. you're going to find out sooner in rural areas or, you know, way out in the middle of nowhere, like in Canada country. Yeah. That, oh, there's a fire.
Yeah, instantly.
And the other thing you got to remember, too, some of these fires aren't being seen because we've cut back here in this country, mm-hmm. as well as, I'm sure, Canada with their budget. We don't have the rangers that they used to be that were in these towers watching for these fires.
I would love to be a ranger up in the mountains, up on top of that, you know, in that big...
In your ranger shorts.
Yeah,
your big
just
boots.
Just me and a book some binoculars.
You know what? That's what you have to like solitude because you're out there for months on end.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he would love it.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Are they hiring?
They're cutting back. Thanks, Ray. Love you. Goodbye.
Yeah, be good, guys.
Okay, bye.
Well, anyhow, today is going to be another one of those days. Be careful when you go out there. Just hold your breath.
98.9 The Buzz.
Brockport Arts Festival is this weekend, which is supposed to be so great. I mean, they're expecting 40,000 people to show up to the Brockport Arts Festival. It's an annual event. Everybody in Brockport looks forward to it. And then... The Main Street Lift Bridge is still not open.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be open by now. It was supposed to be open in June.
I know.
And they're like, listen, you know, there's issues. I love it. Like, contractors and IT people, you know that we don't understand. So you just throw anything you want at us. Make it sound challenging and difficult. And we're going to be like, okay. So apparently there's mechanical issues that they could not foresee. So now organizers of the Brockport Arts Festival are like, please, everybody, it's still on.
Yeah.
It's just going to be shifted a little bit all on the south side.
Okay.
But the north side businesses are very frustrated.
Yeah, that's what you get living on a canal town, you know, when the bridge.
Oh, I hate when you do that.
I'm not saying it's their fault. It's just that
you made it sound like it.
No. Here, let me. I never finish a sentence before I can explain it. Let me finish my sentence. This is what you get when you live on anywhere that's split in half by a river or canal. There's always going to be a problem. And especially smaller towns that don't have a lot of bridges, then you're screwed. Like Brockport or Fairport or, you know, like whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's what you get.
That's still, I don't like it. That's not what they want to hear
they
right
don't,
now.
They don't like it either, neither do I.
But when they're down.
But that's right, it's true.
They want sympathy. No, why don't you, as a contractor, if you say it's going to get done, then get it done in time.
I'm going to stick up for contractors. There's always something that comes up. It never goes as planned, ever. And that's part of the challenge. I think a lot
you
of these guys...
budget that in.
A lot of these guys think, like, probably it's part of the challenge, and that's the exciting part, is the unknown.
You budget it in. Like, my dad's a handy guy. He knows. There's nothing ever goes easy. That's what I was taught when I was a kid. Nothing ever goes easy. Everything will go wrong. Mm-hmm. You have to prepare for that. You don't tell the client, hey, listen, this is going to be open by June, and we're in August, and now they're saying the end of August.
Are you saying they didn't prepare for any setbacks? Of course they did.
I just question. I'm just because even the Brockport organizers, the town itself is saying, hey, listen, we need more transparency. We need to really look into this. What is going on? How are we so off the mark? So even the town is saying this. So I'm not the only person.
So it's 6 weeks behind.
And this is a state work. These are state workers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's state funded, state everything. And, you know, sometimes there's a little stigma that comes with the state workers. Yeah,
what is that stigma? No, I don't. What is it?
I don't have to say it.
What is
if
that?
If you're a state worker, 818-2899, is that the most frustrating thing where you know people are stereotyping you?
Yeah, right. 20 guys on the job and one of them's working. That kind of vibe?
Yeah. Hey, I went to Brockport last weekend. It is a mess. And I feel terrible for those businesses right by the bridge.
Yeah.
You don't want to go anywhere near there. It looks like a sloppy mess.
Well, you do want to go near there to support those businesses.
Well, you do. You do. So, Brockport's Arts Festival, Saturday, Sunday.
It's on.
It'll be entirely on the south side of the canal, but make a point to say hi to the north side businesses.
Because, that's right.
You know.
Yeah. Go down, go over, and then come back, and then visit the north side.
Wave to the construction workers. I'm sure they'll be working hard.
Was that done tongue in cheek?
No, I'm saying they're working because they maybe it's kind of like RG&E workers. Like the workers themselves are working, but then the company gets the stereotype stigma. Maybe it's the same kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know. Let's just take bets when the bridge will actually open up and be finished.
Okay. I'm not even going there. I'm not even going to go there. Not with bets. I have no idea.
Okay. I was just kind of putting it out there. Let's take bets.
7 o'clock hour, 98.9 The Buzz. Fazano and Sandy. Football's almost there. Hard Knocks is on. Fantasy footballs are starting to happen. Oh, my gosh.
I did not realize this, but it like no surprise because I don't know anything about fantasy football besides the fact that my husband's in a gajillion leagues. But it just makes sense because you guys are so cruel to each other. You really are. If you lose fantasy football, is it true that the loser has to do something?
You have to pay the penance.
I don't remember my husband talking about it, so maybe his league doesn't do this.
Well, I mean, there's no rules. It's just a bunch of people get together and like when governors make bets of which team is going to win the Super Bowl and one has to wear the other's jersey, you know, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. What is the thing that the loser has to do in your fantasy football league? Because then when I heard about this and I was like, wait, oh my God, that's pretty funny, but that's pretty cruel too. Depending, I mean, I heard some nasty things.
Like what?
But I was like, my daughter is now playing fantasy football league with my husband, and she totally wanted in. I'm like, oh, I lost one. Very good. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, what if the team that he's now in, one of the five, I don't know which five she got in, what if they make them do something?
If they lose.
Does she opt out of that? Can you opt out?
No.
I mean, she's a kid.
She's not a kid. She just turned 21.
Well, you're right. She's not a kid. But she is a kid. She's not a kid.
Not. Yeah, I know. Stop hovering, helicopter mom. She'll be fine. And then she's going to come home after fantasy football ends. She's like, what did you? I had to shave my head.
Yes. Yes, I know. I had to shave my... I've heard... Oh, God. And I don't know. My girlfriend's husband, she was telling me her husband is in a league where the loser has to just, I don't know, they go on an outing and he wears a dress. I don't know. I don't know what they do. I don't know. Because I was like, oh my gosh, that would be so funny. I should mess with my kid and say that there's something.
Yeah, your daughter would fit perfectly in that.
She would want that. She would want that. But I just wasn't sure if any other leagues. Does Jill's league, the one that she signs up for?
No, there's some ribbing, but no, I don't think so. I don't know
because she does it through a work league.
It's a work thing, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do a punishment for a work league.
Yeah, it's
league,
not
you?
A lot of hazing in HR department. I can't do that.
Well, I don't know. Some I could see like I'm trying to think. I could see contractors doing that.
Oh yeah.
You lose the.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta gotta nestle up to a nail gun or something. You know, like I get it. I see it, but it happens all the time in different things. I mean, you know, the loser has to do something. What that is, I haven't heard of any loser punishments.
No.
Nah. Fantasy football.
Are you
going to
do
realm.
Fantasy football this year?
No.
Come on. Do
no,
it again.
Why?
Do it with your wife.
Why?
It's a bonding thing, so people tell me. And when I say people, I say my husband.
Yeah, it's your own world. It's a,
so in room. This league that my daughter, yeah. I'm like, is she the only girl? And like, there's two other mm-hmm. women in mm-hmm. this league.
Mm-hmm.
A wife and then just a friend who's really into football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you sound so disappointed that a woman is
no,
into
no,
football.
No. I'm saying I'm using yes, yeah. I am. Right.
You're so anti-football. That, it's awesome.
That woman, I have to hear it every year. Thank you to that woman. But so and so's wife's in it. My husband, do you even want your wife in it? Like, would my husband even want me? No, he doesn't want me in it. Because what if I do win? Chances are I probably will.
What? Just beginner's luck kind of thing?
Yes.
That's what happened to Jill first year. Actually, first year and second year. So she's I don't know. Plus, she gets tips from everybody. Not me. You know, she's above
well, obviously,
me
obviously, thank yeah. you for clarifying that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, hey. So
there was one, my husband's league, they're so protective over the whatever rules, etiquette, whatever you call it. There was one of our mutual friends joined the league mm-hmm. and didn't do anything the entire time. Like it was a joke why he was even in there
mm-hmm.
and they didn't pay him the money. He won. He actually ended up winning.
He didn't do anything and he won.
Yes. And they were so bitter and bothered by that that they didn't even give him his payout.
Really?
Yes. I'm like, that's how.
Well, that's evil.
I know. Well, I guess he didn't end up paying into it either. So
oh, well,
like,
okay.
That,
okay. That's different. Okay.
But he
different.
Said an IOU. So I don't know. Anyhow,
that's
whatever.
Funny.
You guys get so serious about your fantasy football leagues.
Well, you know, so that Hard Knocks is we got to talk about that later. That the first Buffalo Bills training camp, Hard Knocks, and, you know, HBO. We got to talk about that too. Just a few. We got Jerker Justified coming up here on The Buzz.
This is a good one. This is a message from a listener. Mm-hmm. I always hear you and Scott go back and forth about whether people who have pools really want people over to use it.
Okay.
Well, I have a good Jerker Justified for you. Normally, it's an open invitation to use my pool, except for. And that's where we'll have to decide.
All right.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jerk or justified.
All right, deciding the moral compass in Rochester, 818-2899. You can reach out to us also on socials or on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. There's a way you can leave us a voice message.
Yeah.
Okay. Got this message from a BuzzFam listener. I always hear you and Scotty going back and forth whether people who have pools really want people over using it or not.
Mm.
What about this one for Jerk or Justified? I did give my next door neighbor an open invitation to use our pool anytime. I gave her, she wrote in all caps, the open invitation, not her teenage son and all his buddies. We were away last weekend. My neighbor texted me asking if they could use the pool. I thought it was her and her kids, not just her teenage son and his buddies.
Ooh.
If I knew that, I would have said no.
Huh. So, Jerk or Justified?
I don't know if it should be her saying no to the teenage boys or the mom saying, hey, can we use your pool and not
disclosing
being
it.
More specific.
Yeah.
Like, it almost seems like she knew they would say no. Right? Because if you're not going to say, hey, can my teenage son and can my son and his
friends
use the pool? It's completely different than, hey, can we use the pool? Right?
I could be
so
an
she
oversight.
Almost knows.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do that part. Let's do the part that the woman who was invited let
so
her
mom?
Kid let yeah, the mom that was invited to use the pool anytime to say, hey, can we use the pool? And then just let her teenage son and his friends. Let's do that. Was she Jerk or Justified?
Okay. And then maybe a mini trial if you want to say whether she should have said yes either way or not.
Yeah.
Let's see, because you are the open pool guy.
Yeah.
You don't even have a pool, but you said if you did have a pool.
Yeah, if I had a pool, I'd be like, hey, anybody wants to swim, let me know. You know, as long
you don't
as it's,
care if it's just teenager and...
Well, if you want to put conditions on it, you know. I haven't thought that far because I don't have a
pool.
Well,
now you are. We're bringing it up.
Nah, it just depends on what teenagers there are. You know, it's like you can have your son come over, but no friends, you know. Like
okay,
you and the like you'd have to set parameters because she didn't. You know.
So you are siding with our BuzzFam. You're siding with our listener who said, I would have said no. And you think the mom should have disclosed that.
No, I think they're both jerks. I go jerk and jerk. Jerk for not being specific on your invite. And jerk for overextending your invitation to your teenage son and friends.
Yeah, but when you say, hey, I mean... It never happens as a formal open invitation to the neighbor, right? It's just kind of like you have a pool and it's just in passing, you probably say it in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, anytime you want to use my pool, you can. At that point in time, you're not going to, okay, but if you don't go to specifics, you can't
then,
you don't qualify
then
at
you
that
can't
point
complain,
in time.
Then you can't complain about it. So that's she's a jerk. And then the mom that invited her kid overextended her invite because
But you said yourself you wouldn't want just teenage boys and his buddies.
I would put the parameter on it, saying you and your immediate family can come, no others, because I don't want to get into the liabilities.
Oh, do people do that? Do pool people do that? I don't know. If you have a pool, this one might trigger you. 818-2899. Cast your vote.
It's the summer of Jerker Justified and pool scenarios. You're voting 818-2899. Wait, 818-2899. Yeah, 818-2899. Okay, what do you say, Jerker Justified? Good morning, DeBuzz. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. How do you see this?
I say it's a jerk move.
For so the mom to bait and switch it, right? Yeah.
Well, that's not, is it a bait and switch? Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of. Right?
Yeah. I mean, no. I don't trust teenagers. No offense.
Right.
I don't trust my own daughter anywhere. So.
Yeah. Does it make a difference if it was a teenage daughter and her girlfriends versus teenage boy?
No.
Nope. Just no teenagers.
Nope.
You know what my dad used to say? I can trust you as far as I can throw you.
Into the pool.
Exactly.
Okay, now how about the woman who would have said no? You would say no too then. So you think that's justified?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think they're both jerks. I think they're both jerks because the mom, bait and switch. But the one who invited the pool wasn't specific. She never said no kids.
You know, Scott, when you said that a few minutes ago, I was like, you can't go specific details when you set out the open invitation. But someone else just messaged us and said that same thing. If you don't make it crystal clear who to invite, you can't get mad now.
You can't get mad. So you can't complain about
they it. They agree with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, love you. Bye. Good morning. Buzz, is it jerk or justified here? Hey, man, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a pool, and I always liked having people over in it. But we always told people, like neighbors, if we don't have company, you can come over. But if we're not home, nobody uses the pool.
Oh, nobody uses it.
It's all insurance and liability.
Well, that too. Right? Yeah.
And so you think it's completely justified, especially because it was a teenage son and
group
his
of kids.
Buddies.
Yeah, so I think it was a jerk move for the neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay, so mom not to be specific, and the neighbor justified to say no. Okay, to get mad about this.
Good
Perfect.
One.
Perfect.
Thanks, man. What?
I was just reading this text. It says, you gave her the invite. You're not a frat party or running a YMCA.
Hi, the boss. Good morning.
That's good.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Go ahead. How do you see this?
So I definitely side with the homeowner as a former pool owner.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving the invitation to the adults. You're not telling the 16-year-olds, hey, you can come over anytime. So there's an expectation that if the kids are going to come over, there's going to be an adult there.
Yeah, okay.
So if they're next door neighbor, what if mom was sitting out in the backyard kind of keeping an eye on? That's not good enough?
As long as there's someone there keeping an eye on.
Yeah, right.
But if the teenage son and just his friends are going over,
that's an
issue because there's nobody there keeping an eye on them. And what if there's an emergency?
Right. I would say if I had a pool, which I don't, and we used to have a pool. My mom and dad had one. It was always like there needs to be an adult within the fence. Like, or what was us up on the deck? It was an upper deck pool. So,
when you give the open invitation, you can use my pool whenever. Is it also an open invitation to the house? Like, what if the kids have to go to the bathroom or get water or something?
Again, I'm giving that invitation to the adult. I'm not telling the 12-year-old kid, hey, you can come over whenever you want. I'm telling the parents, like, you guys can come over, and there's an expectation that. It's not like you're not just sending your children over unsupervised.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
If I'm not home.
All right, good one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, call anytime.
Nothing bad happened either. I mean, the liability thing is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's why there always had to be somebody up at the pool, up on the deck.
Yeah.
Way above ground pool.
Okay, well, I think this is a total slam dunk, both trials. So it's jerk, well, except for you, Scotty.
Yeah.
It's jerk for the neighbor not to be specific when she texted.
Yeah.
and justified for mom to get upset about this.
The verdict is jerk.
Yes, yes.
The verdict is
I know, right?
Justified. Jerk or justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, that made sense. Good. Did you see the Buffalo Bills one got ice cream yesterday at the, what is it, the Pittsford Creamery?
Oh, that's right. Pittsford Dairy. Were they really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. So they love the attention. You know how we were talking about it the other day? Do they want to be stopped out in public? Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. It would hurt their ego if you didn't.
Well, I think it also, like, that's quite a draw, you know, that ice cream giant.
Oh, absolutely.
And, it's close.
And so Hard Knocks premiered last night, and now I have an interest in it.
Oh.
Because of there's something that's like, okay, something happened yesterday. My husband told me something about the show that I was like, oh, all right, I'm going to have to be all like interested in this now.
Okay.
More vested in the Buffalo Bills than ever. That's coming up. And quick impressions for Jonas Brothers tickets before the end of the show.
And Jill Schlesinger from CBS News is next. All about your money.
The morning show that makes traffic slightly less miserable. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Just like that, like clockwork. Here she is, Jill.
I'm so impressed when you can press the right buttons on the board.
Are you kidding me? Me too.
I can't. It's like, oh my God. Push the right button quick.
I remember, by the way, Scotty, remember old days? I don't even know, Sandy. This might be like predating you.
What's that?
Sandy, did you start when we had carts?
Absolutely. Those were like 8-track tapes. They're like 8-tracks. Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. And they'd like loop around and you could never really manage it. Anyway, I just thought that was like a little memory.
Oh, yeah.
And
you'd have to take them and before your radio show, you'd have to take them and stack them up like giant stack of pancakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When I first was on radio, I was just a financial advisor, right? And they're like, well, you know, this is a weekend radio show. We don't have a producer for you, so we're going to teach you how to do this.
You're
like, what?
Oh, my God. Bulk a cart is something no kid will ever say.
Ever.
Yes, no. Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. Can you bulk that for me? All right, Jill. So, by the way, happy Wednesday. And I've got a very special treat for you. I've got Alex, one of our Buzz listeners on the line. So let me trunk you two together and maybe press the right buttons. All right, hold on a second. Lock you. Pick up Alex. Are you there? Hello? Are you there, Alex?
Hello, I'm here.
All right, here's Jill Schlesinger.
So nice to meet you. How are you?
You too. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind? How can I help? I mean, I may be of limited help, but I'm just going to put it out there. But I'm happy to try.
I love this.
I appreciate any advice that you have. So here's the thing. Like, my partner and I are wanting to start an online business. Now, we just want to start like an online retail store, essentially starting small.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess like ultimately, you know, the dream would be for it to provide substantial income. And I know that entails so many things. But I guess just as a jumping off place, like, do you think that it makes sense for us to, both of us are totally new to e-commerce and online business. Like, do you think we should get a small business loan to get this thing going? Do you think we should just start super duper small and just like do what we can with what we have and not take out any money? Like,
yes.
I honestly don't even know. Like, I'm like a baby when it comes to this. Like, I don't even know where to start.
Okay.
First of all, awesome. Very brave to ever try anything like this. So my best advice is to always start small, to experiment. And I learned this from my friend Chris Guillebeau, who wrote a book that was called Side Hustle.
Oh.
And he's got a podcast that you might be interested in checking out, which is called Side Hustle School or Side Hustle U or something like that. I can't remember the exact name. But his experience of sort of talking to people who start their own stuff is that when you start small, kind of off the side, you have a lot more control over it. You don't feel like, oh my God, I just put all this money down and I'm putting my whole future at stake. Mm-hmm. But you really start learning. And listen, when you start a business, as someone who's owned a business, and I'm sure, Scotty, you can talk about like the things that you do as like a side hustle.
Yeah.
The stakes are so much lower. So you feel like I'm going to make a mistake, but it's not going to blow me up.
Right.
And I think that's the best advice that I can give you, which is start small. Do you guys both have jobs right now?
We do.
I just keep your job, keep your insurance, keep everything.
Mm.
Experiment with it, have it grow a little bit. And at some point you might find like that there is a real business that you can start to expand. But I absolutely think, especially in this kind of an economy where, you know, look, things are shifting.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's a lot of changes in the labor market. So it's a great way to have a little bit of extra money coming in. And at the same time, you see whether it's viable or not.
But
you don't necessarily know that.
What's that, Sandy?
Addressing her concern or question about should you take out a loan?
Yeah.
No.
What do you say to
no.
that?
Okay. No.
Not yet.
No, absolutely not. Not necessary. Because if you can do this, sort of really slowly, you won't have to take on debt. And that's really a better way to proceed, for sure. I mean, I can guarantee that. And you know what? Down the line, if there is some, you know, like reason where you're like, oh my God, this is going so well that we need to actually figure out how to get more money or buy more stuff, or we just got this great gig and we need to spend some money, maybe then, but maybe. And at the very end of the day, like, as you approach that idea about whether or not to take on a loan, get back in touch with me and we can talk it through. And, you know, sometimes a loan can be this great way to expand. And sometimes it's like you've put the anvil around your own neck. And we don't want that to happen.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know what I love about this? I picture a pendulum. Like, you're in your jobs right now, you and your partner. And as that pendulum swings a little bit, it'll keep swinging. Eventually, one of these days, it'll swing to the other side where you're like, bye, job. I got it. Yeah. It's all mine.
But that's the hope. Wait a minute. Or not. Because I'll tell you what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Chris has always said to me, the most interesting thing about when he was putting together the book for Side Hustle, he found that there were a lot of people who started thinking they wanted to do it full time and actually felt like, you know what, it was so much better keeping it as just another form of income, more money coming in, and that giving up the security of health insurance and a match on the 401k and other stuff wasn't worth it. So sometimes you go through it and you might find yourself in a different place in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I like that, because then it actually gives you, you'll probably perform better at your main job because it gives you this renewed confidence when you walk into work, because you don't need them 100% because you got this other thing brewing, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at like how people like were starting Etsy stores or people who are going on eBay, this actually happened after the financial crisis in 2008, 2009. This is when things like those side incomes really started to explode because people felt like, well, I don't want to be at risk. I want to have more money coming in just in case. And it's pretty cool to be able to have that.
Right.
Hello, excuse me, like for me personally, I did the same thing. I was working at CBS full time and I started this little radio show and podcast on the side. And now as the new overlords come in and take over CBS and Paramount, if they show me the door, I'm like, I still got my other stuff over here.
Right.
And that's a really good feeling.
Yeah, that's great.
Best feeling, right?
Alex.
Oh, well, good luck for to you, Alex.
Thank you so much. This was honestly super helpful, believe it or not.
All right, go to.
What do you believe it or not? I believe it.
I believe it, too. Alex, you can go to JillOnMoney.com. Go to JillOnMoney.com, and you can get all the information you're going to need. You can even reach out to her and listen to the podcast and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay? I'll give you Scotty's going to give you my cell phone number. No, don't do that, Scotty.
Okay.
You kind of could.
Okay, sounds
good.
But
when you do launch your store, let us know. Call us back so then we can, you know, give it a plug.
Yeah, we're
going to plug it.
Yeah, give it a plug. Sound good?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Alex.
Take care.
Bye.
That's cool.
Wow, Jill, that was great. Good stuff.
Making dreams a reality.
Yeah, man, and you can riff like a pro. Hey, how about this? One more quick thing. I know I only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. On your email blast this week, I thought it was very, very poignant and very topical.
Yeah, you know, I called it what to do if you lose your job again because I am nervous about my new overlords coming in tomorrow and worried about that. Like, you know, honestly, that like every single one of my colleagues has come to me with that question, like, oh, my God, what happens if I lose my job?
Right.
And it's kind of good to have that in the back pocket, just saying like, hey, there are certain things you need to do. Like if you lose your job, the first, you know, sit on your pity pot. I know you're going to feel bad. But the first two really important steps are, number one, file for unemployment benefits. Nobody does that for you. You've got to go to the New York State website. You will file, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, figure out your health insurance because, you know, it's really common for people to have their health insurance through their employer.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, oh, I don't want to change that. I'm just going to keep what I have. Well, keeping what you have is very expensive. You have to do it by paying for it on your own. That's called COBRA. And you may find that you need to go to the Affordable Care Act. There's a special enrollment period when you lose your job for any reason, by the way, whether you get fired for cause or you quit. You might want to check that out. So unemployment and health insurance, those are your two big first tasks to tackle.
And then take 2 weeks and work on that side hustle.
Yes, or if you have a side hustle, fire it up.
Yeah,
get it going.
There you go. Jill Schlesinger, thank you so much. We love you. JillOnMoney.com, okay?
Take care.
See you next week.
Yay!
Yay!
If you ever want to come on the show and ask Jill a question, feel free. We are one big happy family. We don't judge finances here. 818-2899.
Alex is blowing up my phone. Come here, number! I'm like, I'm not even off the air. 98.9 The Buzz. Oh, boy. The bills make me
wanna shout. I'm all about this now.
Oh, are you?
I'm drinking the Buffalo Bills juice.
Finally.
Well, okay, so I've always, you know, I live in Rochester. I'm all about the Bills, right? Okay, I love the energy that it gives the, you know, whatever. Okay,
I think your sticking point is the Buffalo, is football in general. You don't understand
the NFL,
which is fine.
Okay, but this now, Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Last night was the very first.
It's a documentary on training camps that they do every year, and this year is the Bills.
First episode was last night, and I have to see it. Now I'm, like, invested in this. Now I'm going to watch every single—I don't even know. How many episodes are there? Five? Four?
Yeah.
You don't know either?
I don't know.
Listen, can we have somebody to call into the show and actually know the answers? Because Scott and I are clueless.
It doesn't matter, and stop focusing on the fact that I don't know a lot about football, but I love it.
I love to focus on that fact.
So what about Hard Knocks?
Joy.
Is it the drama for the players, or is it the behind-the-scenes vibe that you love, or what is it?
You know what it is? My husband came home from work. Now, my husband is Mike Danger, who works with Gene Battaglia at 95.7 The Fan, and they are broadcasting at training camp.
Oh, yeah.
And my husband gets home, and he goes, okay, if I'm going to make the show, today's the day I would make it.
Oh, hey.
He interviewed one. I don't even know which player it was. Listen, I don't know any of these names.
Okay, we qualified.
He interviewed somebody, and all the Hard Knocks cameras were there during the interview.
Oh, cool.
And he goes, that's it. And then he interviewed the local guy from Hard Knocks. So he goes, listen, if I'm going to make the cut, it would be.
So Pat Harris is a native of Penfield. He'd grown up a Bills fan. He went to all the practices at St. John Fisher like normal. And he's the on-site director for the documentary.
Danger interviewed Pat, but also interviewed one of the players where all the cameras were there. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and I'm like, oh, God, now I got to watch. I got to see if my husband has a little claim to fame.
Ooh.
How cute.
Did he make it?
I don't know. I didn't watch last night.
But I thought you said you watched it last night.
Well, no, I said it started last night. The first episode was last night. But I didn't watch it, though, because I had to go to bed.
Oh, well, watch it when you get off the air today.
I know. Well, or I can just ask one of you, did you watch it? Did he make the cut?
Bills Mafia can.
Then I'll watch it.
Oh, you won't watch it if he's not on it.
Well, is it really?
Nobody's going to tell you, so you must watch it. And then you'll be all into it.
It does kind of sound interesting, I think. I don't know. But I have to get HBO Max, so I might need to borrow my dad's password.
Oh, my God. You're a bum that you're all grown up and you're going through Prairie, whatever his name is, and then your daughter turns 21, and then you're like, Dad, can I use your HBO password?
I am so, you know where I do not feel like a grown-up? When I'm at my parents' house, because I'm still a child and they still treat me like one, or at the dentist office, because the dentist calls me kiddo still. So those are the two places I still feel like a child.
The Democrat and Chronicle says today that Hard Knocks debuts with mostly boring Bills.
Oh, wow. Smack.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really mean.
Fans tuning into the show looking for juicy tidbits left a little disappointed.
Oh my gosh, that is so harsh. Who wrote that article?
At times, the show seemed like a prepackaged airline meal carefully put together by the Bills' public relations staff to stir up no controversies.
Well, of course. They're not going to give us real juice. Did you expect that? I've never watched a Hard Knocks episode. Is this the second time? Was it Kansas City Chiefs was last year, right? Somebody tell me.
You know more than I do. You're married to your husband. He's a sports guy.
Well, you would think I would listen to when he talks.
Ah, I see. All right.
But they're not going to really unveil any juicy, like Josh Allen on the phone with Haley and they're fighting. No, that's not going to make the cut.
Right, right.
They take listen to this, 300 hours of footage.
Mm-hmm.
Equals 1 hour of the Hard Knocks show.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Crazy. Yeah. Imagine when you're watching it, the production value that has to go into it. All right. So all the people taking the cameras, right? All the people behind the cameras that have to do this stuff. All of the scenarios they have to actually, all the scenarios they actually have to capture. And then sorting them all out and putting it into how many minutes of a doctor. Yeah. That's
crazy. I give you all the credit in the world.
Yeah, man.
Film team.
Hard Knocks. Check it out. HBO Max. Go Bills.
Tell me if you see my husband, okay? Well, it was a boring episode, so he probably did make that cut, right?
Yeah, that's him. It's 98.9 to Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. It's time to play Quick Impressions. I've got Christina on the line. Is that your name, Christina?
Yes, hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
She's first call through, Sandy. She wants to go to Jonas Brothers.
Four tickets to the Jonas Brothers.
Four tickets, not two, not three.
Yeah.
How about that?
Do you already know who you're going to take?
I do not know yet, but I'm sure I can figure that out.
I can't believe you just said that. Now all your friends are going to be texting you.
Well,
you're
going to
get
a
flood of texts.
You're going to be the most...
I guess it's first come, first serve, right? First text through gets to come with me.
That's right. It's like first call through, you win. So let's go.
Okay. All right, Ticketmaster. Okay, here's what we have to do. Now, you're going to win these tickets no matter what, but we really want you to get into this, okay? So this is Quick Impressions. I'm going to give you a scenario, and you have to act it out. Okay? Did you ever
okay.
did you
ever do improv in school?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'll do it. All right.
It's about time. She's like, anything for Jonas Brothers. Okay.
Right. Okay. Very good. First one.
Okay.
You're a toddler trying to convince your mom why you shouldn't take a nap.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Ready? Go.
No, I don't want to take a nap. I don't want to go to sleep. No, I want to go play with my toys. No, no, no.
Yay!
I love that. That's good.
Okay. You're a ghost trying to haunt someone, but they're completely unbothered.
Oh. Wow.
Oh.
That's a good one. You're a ghost trying to haunt someone, but they're completely unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, if they're not, you can't touch them, right? So that's not.
Yeah. If you touch them, they can't feel you.
We can't see you touching anyhow. It's got to be radio, right. You know? Radio friendly.
Let me think here, huh?
Like through the. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
Come on.
Oh, you got
it. Let it out. All right. Let your ghoulie out.
Let your ghoulie out. And now just try to haunt me and I'm not bothered by it. Come on.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, what's that? No big deal. No big deal. Okay. No problem. What's going on? What is that noise? That doesn't
keep
bug me.
Keep going.
What? Huh?
The ghost is dead.
Go dead. Sorry.
Dead ghost.
Dead ghost.
All right. That was like an eh. I'll give you a C effort on that one.
That's all right. C for ghost.
All right.
Next one. Final.
The final one, you found out you won 4 tickets to the Jonas Brothers. Your reaction is...
Oh, my God. I'm going to Jonas Brothers!
I love Joe Jonas. He's my favorite!
Oh, the hoops we must jump through sometimes. You're good. Okay, Christina, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
You score an A- in improv on Spizzano and Sandy. You
oh,
did really? Well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would have given her a B-, but that's okay. That's okay. We like Christina.
Hey, have you 4-pack of tickets to see Jonas Brothers with Boys Like Girls on August 19th at Empower FCU Amphitheater at Lakeview in Syracuse, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com. Thank you very much. You're all set. Congrats. Okay. Thanks for playing. Love
you.
Thank you. Don't hang up.
Ooh.
It's 98.9 Buzz. Hello, it's Pizzano and Sandy here. It's coming up
on
9 o'clock.
Hmm? Open it up.
Open what up?
Open that box up. Nobody claimed it. Open it. It's ours.
No.
Okay, Trick or Justified tomorrow. That's what we got to do.
It's got somebody's name on it. You can't open it.
Yeah, but the person hasn't claimed it. There's been a box sitting outside. What is it? In the lobby.
Yeah, and we have two lobbies in the elevator lobby.
So that's the communal lobby. That's not the Odyssey lobby.
There's more businesses here, yeah.
There's no businesses here.
Yes, there
and this
are.
Box has just been sitting there.
No, there is. Boop. You didn't know that?
No, I did, but I'm just repeating what you said. You said there's no businesses here.
Oh.
So I just repeated. Echoing you.
Oh, I must have meant something else. Anyway, yeah.
So anyhow, there's this box that's been sitting in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
For weeks.
Pretty much, yeah.
If nobody claims the box, can you look inside? 818-2899. Tomorrow, get ready. Put that number in your phone and put Buzz Jerker Justified. Put it in your phone and then call us tomorrow, or you can reach out to us always on social. We always have them open. We always are looking at it. On the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, there's like a little button you can leave us a voice message too if that's easier for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, please do that. All right, commercial-free 98 is next on 98.9 Up Buzz.
It's Pizzano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. Yeah. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 98.9thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.